Cinderella. Once upon a time, there was a kind and beautiful girl called Cinderella. She lived happily with her mother and father in a big house. One day, Cinderella's mother became sick and died. A few months later, her father married another woman. The stepmother was cruel and unkind. She had two daughters. They were cruel and unkind too. When Cinderella's father died, her stepsisters took all of Cinderella's nice clothes. They gave her an old dress. "You're a maid now. You must do all the housework," they said. They were jealous of Cinderella because she was very beautiful. Cinderella got up early every morning. She prepared breakfast for her stepsisters and stepmother. She made the beds and scrubbed the floors. She cleaned the house and worked hard all day. In the evenings, she sat by the fire in the kitchen. The ashes from the fire made her feet and dress dirty. Cinderella was very unhappy. One day, a messenger came to their house. He gave an envelope to Cinderella's stepmother. There was an invitation in the envelope. The invitation said, "There is a ball at the prince's palace on Saturday. The prince will be happy to see you there." The two stepsisters were very excited. The stepmother called Cinderella and said, "Go to your room and make three beautiful dresses for us." Then she looked at her two daughters and said, "We need new accessories for our new dresses. Let's go shopping." They left the house in a hurry. Cinderella worked all day and night to prepare the new dresses. On the day of the party, she helped her stepsisters get dressed. She brushed their hair and cleaned their shoes. After she finished all the work, she asked, "Can I go to the ball too?" Her stepmother and her stepsisters laughed at her loudly. "Your dress is old and dirty, and you haven't got any nice shoes. You can't come with us," said the stepmother. Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters left the house. They got on a big coach and went to the ball. Cinderella sat down on the steps and watched them leave. She was so disappointed that she started to cry. "I wish I could go to the ball too," she said. Suddenly she heard a sweet voice. "Good evening, Cinderella." She looked up and saw a lovely lady standing near her. The lady had a warm smile on her face. "Who are you?" asked Cinderella. "I'm a fairy," said the lady. "I am here because I think you need my help. You are a good girl and you should go to the ball too." Cinderella was surprised. "But I haven't got any beautiful clothes or shoes," she said. The fairy showed her a magic wand. "Let's do some magic. Now go and bring a big pumpkin, 4 white mice and 2 lizards, please," she said. Cinderella ran into the house and came back with the pumpkin, the mice and the lizards. The fairy waved her magic wand, and the pumpkin became a golden coach. The white mice turned into white horses, and the lizards turned into handsome men. "Now," said the fairy, "close your eyes." Cinderella closed her eyes. The fairy waved her magic wand again. "Open your eyes, Cinderella," she said. Cinderella opened her eyes. She was clean and beautiful. She had a beautiful sparkling dress on her, and she had lovely glass shoes. "Thank you, dear fairy," said Cinderella. "I can go to the ball now." She was very happy. "Yes," said the fairy. "But you must leave the ball before the clock strikes 12, because the magic will end at midnight." "Okay, I will remember that," said Cinderella. Then she got on the golden coach and went to the ball. When Cinderella arrived at the party, everybody turned to look at her. "She is very beautiful," they thought. Even the king and the queen couldn't stop looking at her. When the prince saw Cinderella, he fell in love with her. He walked over to her and asked, "Would you like to dance with me?" "Yes," answered Cinderella. The prince and Cinderella started dancing. All the ladies at the party were very jealous. Cinderella's stepsisters were jealous too. They couldn't recognize her. "Who is that girl? And why is the prince dancing only with her?" they said. "This is very rude." But the prince didn't dance with or talk to anybody else. Cinderella and the prince danced, talked, and laughed all night long. Cinderella was so happy that she forgot the fairy's warning. It was almost midnight, and suddenly the big clock in the palace began to strike. Cinderella looked at the clock and said, "Oh no! It's 12 o'clock! I must go!" Then she hurried away the ballroom. "Wait a minute, please!" said the prince. "I don't know your name!" Cinderella didn't wait. As she ran down the stairs in a hurry, one of her glass shoes fell off. Cinderella didn't stop to take it. She kept running. Cinderella looked for the golden coach, the white horses and the handsome men, but they weren't outside. She looked at her dress. It was old and dirty again. Only one of the glass shoes was on the grass. Cinderella understood that she lost the other shoe and the magic ended. She ran home as fast as she could. She sat by the fire and waited for her stepmother and ugly sisters to return home. When the prince got out of the ballroom, he couldn't see Cinderella. He looked for her everywhere at the palace. Then he saw the glass shoe on the stairs. He picked it up and said, "This is her shoe. I must find her. I want to marry her." The next day, the prince went to every house in the country. "Is this your shoe?" he asked every girl. All the girls tried on the glass shoe, but it didn't fit any of them. Their feet were too big. Finally, the prince came to Cinderella's house, and he knocked on the door. Cinderella was in the kitchen, so her stepmother opened the door. "Come in," she said. "I have two lovely daughters." She took the prince into the living room. First, the elder sister tried on the shoe, but it didn't fit. Her feet were too big. Then, the younger sister tried to squeeze her foot into the shoe, but her feet were also too big. "Are there any other young ladies in the house?" asked the prince. "No," answered the stepmother. At that moment, Cinderella came into the room. "May I try the shoe on too?" she asked. "Yes, of course," said the prince. He got down on one knee and Cinderella slipped on the glass shoe. It fit perfectly. Then Cinderella took the other glass shoe out of her pocket. The stepmother and the stepsisters were startled. Oh no, it can't be her shoe, they said. The prince was very happy. You are the young lady at the ball, he said, and I love you. Will you marry me? Yes, said Cinderella. The prince took Cinderella to the palace. A few days later, they had a wonderful wedding ceremony, and they lived happily ever after.